USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is calling on Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, to do more to maintain order in the state after a second night of what began as peaceful protests turned into rioting and looting in the city of Kenosha. Mayor of Kenosha, John Antiramian, reminding everyone.
Our heart goes out to Jacob Blake's family. I cannot think of anything that is harder than what just occurred to them and how that impacts them. And so the commitment that I make to everyone, make to their family, to the officer and everyone else, is justice will be served, people will be held responsible for their actions, and we will know the truth.
President Trump says he will nominate Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf to assume the role on a permanent basis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Hurricane Laura is getting stronger as it works its way toward the Texas-Louisiana coast. It's likely to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says his state is getting ready.
Yeah, Hurricane Laura's coming in, went through Cuba, and is a big, big storm, as you said. We just had Tropical Storm Marco go through. Everybody here on the ground has been preparing, taking the necessary precautions. People in low-lying areas have already evacuated. So, we've unfortunately been through this before, but these are tough, resilient people.
The RNC convention continues tonight. With what you can expect, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As schools around the country have been forced to go virtual, an important tool was overtaxed, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
On the same day that many school systems are back in session, Zoom, the teleconferencing software that's become the go-to for many educators' remote teaching needs in large portions of the United States. The outage reports ticked up earlier today with the popular crash monitoring service Down Detector receiving over 8,000 outage reports. For the most part, these reports come from major cities clustered on the East Coast, including New York, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. A Zoom spokesperson said, "We've received reports of users being unable to start and join Zoom meetings and webinars. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience."
More than two dozen former moderate Republican lawmakers are endorsing Joe Biden for president as the Republican National Convention continues. One of them, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, tells Fox News why he's supporting Biden.
"He will stand up and have reverence for our institutions of government. And there's something to be said for that. And I think he will preserve the public space where we Republicans and Democrats can go back to disagreeing about policy and not just this kind of rank tribalism that we see today."
Flake did not run for re-election in Arizona in 2018. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.